Over the years, many performers have become known as much for their styles and what they're wearing as for their songs or movies. In prior generations, Cher and Madonna are two people who readily fit that description. But it's typically not the star who is alone in making the fashion choices. They do it in tandem with a designer. That's where the legendary Bob Mackie came in. From working on TV's Carol Burnett Show to his work with Barbara Streisand, Elton John, and Cher, among others, Mackie built quite a reputation. And he's being honored tonight with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Sedona International Film Festival. I spoke with Mackie earlier about his career, including how a performer and designer connect.
Well, they have to start out liking me to start with. There's a couple that I realize, oh, I'm never going to get along with this one. And usually you just don't go back if you can't make that work. And they have to like you. They have to believe in you. You know, if they don't believe in you, and it doesn't mean you're not doing good work, but it's just one of those things. I've had really good luck over the years. I've had fabulous people to work with that are fun, you know, and they make me laugh and I make them laugh and we have a good time. But there's been a few that I've sort of just walked out of the fitting room and said, I don't think this is going to work for us. And there's only been a couple, believe me, all those years, there's only a couple.
And was that more of a personality clash or a style clash?
I don't know. A lot of insecurity on their part, I think, you know, but who knows?
Well, so when you go into this, let's say it's with someone you actually do like and they like you.
There are those good days and those bad days. You know? Somebody that you like very much and they came in, you know, and they got off out of bed from the wrong side of, you know, the room. So it's you just never know. You know, we're all human. I had one strong factor that I could really draw a picture of something and show it to them in a good way, because I used to work for designers doing their sketches for them when they couldn't really draw very well. And I got good at that. And that was my strong point when I started in the business.
So what is it like to be known as a genius at what you do?
I don't think I'm a genius. I think I understand theatricality. I understand performers better than a lot of people do. You can't just make a pretty dress and put it on anybody. It doesn't work that way. You have to think of the person and their personality and what looks good on them and what the audience, what their fans expect them to look like. You can't just dress them up any old way. You know, it doesn't work that way.
How important is the attire, the fact that it grabs both the performer and the audience? How much of that plays into the performance, how the performer looks?
Well, I don't think it works for everybody, but there are some people that people can't wait to see what certain stars, certain performers are going to look like and what they're going to wear and how they look. And do they dress in a way that person that's watching them is excited about seeing it? And I've had a few of those. And then I've had other ones that they're just sort of like normal people, and you have to kind of what do their fans expect them to look like?
Let me ask you about a couple of people who you're most famous for. I mean, there's a huge list, of course. Cher, of course, is one. For a lot of people, they would give you and working together with her even more credit for how she was the impactful person. Like, there could be 100 people in a room, but because of the clothes you designed for her, she stood out more than anyone else. What was that like?
Well, it was just, I don't know. It's funny with her. She, you know, when she started out with Sunny, they had this sort of goth kind of new age look. They hadn't figured it out really, but yet they looked different than everybody else. And that she wasn't afraid to look different. A lot of performers are afraid to look odd or different, or nobody will like this. You know, Cher, she just didn't care. You know, if she liked something, she went for it. And she liked me, you know, and I was closer to her age when she started. And she was really, I mean, she just turned 75. And I think she was 22 or something when I met her.
I think even though people know your name, they may not know about all the great work you did in the Carol Burnett Show.
I was talking about that the other day. I said, people don't really give you a lot of credit as a designer when you do humor, or you do funny clothes, or you can make a character say who they are before they even open their mouth by the way they look or the way they're fixed up or dress. You know, it was, that was, I just loved doing that. And as a kid, I used to watch the old Sid Caesar, your show of shows with Imogen Coca and Carl Reiner and just fabulous people every Saturday night. And I was in grammar school. And I don't know why I did. I just thought, this is something I need to see. I really need to see that. What? Why are people laughing? And why is it good? And I think I started understanding comedy humor better, you know, that kind of thing that we all just, you just wonder, why do I get such a kick out of this show and not another?
Well, so with coming with Carol Burnett, was that a collaborative effort? Was that someone who, again, who liked you and the two of you had a shared vision?
No, she didn't. She didn't really know she liked me or not. She saw, well, she didn't know me, you know, she saw a couple of shows that I did and she liked what she saw. Because I sometimes things would be beautiful, like in any variety show, you could do beautiful dance numbers and gorgeous this and gorgeous that. But then when somebody walks on and they get immediate laughs, that's very, very important. She absolutely trusted me. There are performers that don't trust you ever, and that's very hard to deal with. But Carol, you know, if I was doing something different, say in a comedy sketch, if I wanted to make it a little different than it was written in the script or what they might expect it to look like, I would call her and I'd explain to her what I was thinking. And she's a smart woman. She was really smart. She could listen and she'd go, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, now I know what to do. She says, I didn't really know what to do because I didn't know exactly how I was going to look. That just made my heart full when I would hear things like that.
That is Oscar-nominated designer Bob Mackie. He'll be honored tonight at the Sedona International Film Festival.